use the words up or down and over talking about location?
Location?
Uh-huh.
Up, down, or over.
Like, if you went to Houston, you'd
I'm
say...
I'm going up to Houston.
Uh-huh. Why would you say?
Why would I say?
Why would you say up?
Well, I'm going up. I guess looking at a map, I'm going up.
North, you mean?
Yeah. If I was going to Mexico City, I'd say I'm going down to Mexico City.
Uh-huh.
If I was going to go see the guy across the street, I'd be going over there.
Mm-hmm. What if you're going to Laredo?
I'd be going up. You're going up just darn near every place from here.
And say if there was trouble at a party, you'd say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole bunch.
Any other terms besides bunch?
Arrested the whole bunch. Arrested the whole gang.
Uh-huh. What about shooting match? Did you ever
arrested the whole shooting match.
Uh-huh. And young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music. You'd call that a
dance?
Are there different kinds or old-fashioned dances? Or
I don't know if they're old-fashioned, if they still do them anymore. They used to have sock hops. I don't know whether they still have those anymore or not. They take your shoes off and spend the night in there in your socks. Or, the sock hop. They used to have dances where the boys would invite the girls. I mean, the girls would invite the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's what you're talking about, any different kind of dances, okay? Proms and business like that?
Mm-hmm.
Still have that, I think. Other kind of dances.
Do you ever hear of a hoedown or breakdown or?
Hoedown, that's kicker stuff. Going back to your kicker. Square dancing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they used to do that quite a bit around here. I don't know if they still do or not. I never did.
Uh-huh. Say if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school.
School's out.
Okay. And after vacation, children would ask, when does school
start?
And if a child left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, you'd say she
played hooky or skipped.
And you go to school to get
an education.
And after kindergarten, you go into the
first grade.
And after high school, you go to
college.
And you say, years ago, children sat on benches, but now they sit at
desks.
And each child has his own
desk.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the
library.
And to mail a package.
Post office.
And you'd stay overnight in a strange town at a
hotel.
And you'd see a play or a movie at a
theater.
And if you had to have an operation, you'd have to go into the
hospital.
And the woman that'd look after you.
Nurse.
And you'd catch a train at the
station,
or you could call at the
depot,
or the rail.
Railroad station.
Okay. And you'd say he ran down the springboard and what?
Dove in.
Okay. And several children have.
Several children have. Dived in.
Okay. And I was too scared to
dive in.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a
belly buster.
And say a child puts her head down on the ground and rolls over, you call that a
somersault.